Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Oh, it's a wonderful morning in Dublin for fans of Westlife, because they have announced that they are set to embark on a world tour to mark their 25th anniversary. Now, this includes pretty much a homecoming residency for them. Three Arena, they are going to be playing 5 nights and consecutive shows as well. The 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th and the 26th of September 2026. Now, when you add on these 5 nights at Three Arena, this will bring the total amount of gigs that Westlife have played at Three Arena to 74, which is a figure that is unmatched by any other artist in the venue's history. Tell me here this morning, right? 0877 98 98 98. How many of those 74 have you been to see? I've been to see Westlife twice, never at the Three Arena. Saw them in Croke Park in 2019. And more recently, I think it was around 2022 in Parky Queeve, County Cork. Ah, they're brilliant, aren't they? Now, what I will say is, if you listen to the show or you know me as a person, it will come as no surprise that the artists I have seen the most in concert are actually these guys. Take that. I think I've seen them 3-4 times as a group. I've seen Gary on his own as well about 2 or 3 times, so I'm counting them too. I want to know though, the concert or the artist that you have been to see live the most. People are already getting in touch this morning on 0877 98 98 98. Shannon's on WhatsApp and this is the artist she has seen the most live. Great. Ariana Grande, of course. I have also seen her live once, I think it was. She played Three Arena back in like 2018 or something like that. Fantastic concert. I know that she's planning on touring as well, I think maybe next year potentially. So hopefully I'll get another one in the books. Phoebe's been in touch as well already.
Hi, Leanne. The artist I've seen the most has to be McFly. I've seen them in London, in Manchester, in Belfast, in Dublin. I can't remember how many times I've seen them, but I've seen them a lot. And I'm going to see them again next week at the McFly Busted Tour. And I can't wait. They are the best.
Oh, Hebe, I'm screaming. I adore McFly. Another group that I have seen live. Incredible. So let me know this morning on 0877 98 98 98. Who is the artist that you have seen in concert the most? 0877 98 98 98. There have been so many texts, WhatsApps, voice notes, you name it, that have come in so far this morning. So we need to get through as many as we can right now. Here's Michelle.
Hi, I've been to see Enrique Iglesias 5 times. Oh. Absolutely love him. Bye.
He would be so much fun. I've never seen him. I want to see him though. Michelle, thank you so much for that. Fiona also has said that this is the person she's been to see live the most. I do believe she said 9 times. I think, Fiona, you may be a fan of Rihanna. Love that. Thank you so much for sending it in as well. Josh has been on too.
The artist I've seen the most times live is Stereophonics. Oh. Watched them once in St. Anne's Park in Dublin and then also numerous times back in Wales. They're great.
Oh, I love it. Well, Josh, if you're from Wales, being from Wales, it's kind of a rite of passage to see them, right? Thank you for that. Alice has been in touch on voice note as well.
Hey, it's Alice. The artist I've seen the most is Dermot Kennedy. I think I've seen him about 9 times and I'll be seeing him for the 10th time in July next year.
Wow.
In the Aviva Stadium.
Oh, wow. Okay, Alice, a super fan of Dermot Kennedy. Thank you for getting in touch as well. Sarah has texted in. She says Kingfisher 3 times. Claire's been in touch as well. She says, hi, Leanne. I've seen Amble 6 times. And Hannah, a woman after my own heart, says, I must have seen Take That over 20 times. I've seen the same tour in England and Ireland several times. Hannah, I'm right there with you. And hopefully we'll see you next year when they're playing Malahide Castle. I'm sure you've got your tickets for that. And here's Gary. Oh no, hang on, wait one sec. Here's Gary.
Morning guys, it's Gary in Knocklyne here. So the artist I've seen more than anybody else is no one other than Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull. I've seen him once in Vegas on honeymoon, and I've seen him twice here in Dublin, and I'm going again in Marley Park for next year.
Stop.
Cannot wait. Yep, don't stop the party, lads.
We all having a good time out there.
Oh, Gary. I mean, if there's anyone to see that many times. Pitbull, fairly good shout.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. The 98FM Lowdown.
And it's time to get up to date with all things showbiz, all things entertainment with Celebrity Cara.
Good morning or good afternoon. Well, no, good morning.
No, good morning.
We're nearly
still
at the afternoon.
Yes, we are.
How are
still you? In the AM. I'm wonderful. I mean, the news this morning. Hello. Are we just all absolutely buzzing?
Yeah, we are buzzing because this act is coming back to Dublin.
The way I'm in the front row already.
Yeah, we've spoken about this before, about songs that make you run to a dance floor, and it's those notes that's like just absolutely send me running to a dance floor. Yes, yeah. Westlife are back. They've announced this morning that they are to embark on a world tour to mark their 25th anniversary. And like, you don't think, you're like, oh my God, they're around that long.
I know.
And I actually heard this morning they weren't always Westlife. They were Westside originally.
I watched the Boyzone documentary last night. Yeah. And I think originally they were called IOU, and then they were West... What did you say?
Westside?
And then Westlife.
And then Westlife. They will always be known as Westlife. And they've announced 5 nights, the 22nd to the 26th of September next year. Great day. It's kind of end of the summer. You know, when you're like in that gig form for the summer, and then they finish on a high. And so tickets are on sale. MCD pre-sale next Tuesday at the 21st of October at 9 a.m. But general sale on 9 a.m. Thursday, the 23rd of October. They're playing 5 nights here. They're also doing Belfast, and then I think Taking to the World. Three, Nikki, Keane and Shane. We've no Mark, sadly.
I'm missing Mark.
I know,
big time.
You do. But also sending love to Mark and all that. But like 74 shows you've spoken about this morning on the show in the Point, or what it is now, the Three Arena. Like, what an amazing feat of gigs to play there.
Yeah.
It'll be banger after banger.
Oh, 100%.
Slow set, fast set. Oh my gosh. I can't wait.
I cannot wait. I will be getting my tickets next Thursday. What's up next, Cathal?
Yes, so actually, we have an Irish star joining this show.
Do tell.
Yes, Vogue Williams has been kind of reportedly signed up to appear on I'm a Celebrity this year. She actually revealed this week that she was one of the kind of contenders to host the Traitors Ireland.
Oh,
so
yes,
she was down
that.
To do that. But she's rumoured to have signed to appear on this year's I'm a Celebrity. So obviously, recent years when we came out of COVID, we saw them in the castle, but they're back in Australia, obviously, for the past couple of years. And the show is kind of back to where I think it was a couple of years ago when it was doing like really well.
Yeah.
We obviously saw Spencer Matthews, Vogue's husband, on I'm a Celeb years ago, and only lasted 3 days before he was pulled from the show.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, I think it's exciting when there's an Irish person involved to see what they're saying. Like, she might, like when Nadine Coyle was on it, I thought was great because she kind of gave loads of little bits of gossip.
Yeah, with extra investment.
But yeah, other people rumoured are the rapper H. Model Kelly Brook, former footballer Wayne Rooney, whose wife was in it last year.
And won it.
Yeah, and won it. So I'm like, I wonder, and Shona McGarty, who would have played Whitney on EastEnders.
Yes.
You just remember Bianca
screaming.
But yeah, she's kind of, Vogue is really one of those people who are constantly in the news, whether it be a new podcast or something like that, or her tan. And she's a really glam signing for them, I think, because she's kind of been around the circuit with ITV and stuff like that for a while.
Of course.
And you'd always expect her to come up on one of these shows, and she really hasn't. Like, she hasn't been on Strictly, she hasn't been on Dancing on Ice.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
But yeah, someone told the Sun today that it's been a hard decision for her because she'll be away from the kids.
Of course.
But she wants to fight her fears and go for it.
I love it. And I think I'm a Celebrity is usually middle of November time.
So
it
kind
comes
of
out.
People can expect it very, very soon.
Yes,
it's
I can't
exciting.
Wait. And finally, what have we got?
Finally, this star is making a comeback very soon.
No way.
Yeah.
Where has he been this whole time?
Has he been? Do you realize it's been like 13 years?
What?
Yeah, since his last album, Flo Rida is making a comeback. We actually had a debate in the office this morning about boots with the fur. were they boots with fur or were they boots and he was wearing a fur jacket? We have done some investigation here on 98FM and it is boots with fur because with fur, in the video there's a girl wearing boots with fur. So, okay. Florida is making a comeback. He actually sold out Wembley Arena in the UK this week, which is totally bizarre.
So iconic.
He's currently on tour across Europe. No Dublin date, obviously, but he sold out. And the club Can't Handle Me, all them hits.
See, the nostalgic hits.
Whistle,
that you want.
Right Round, yeah. Wild Ones with Sia. He says he's been working on a good few collaborations for the album.
Can I actually just question something on Flo Rida, right? Because I have something in my mind right now. Did Flo Rida go into the Eurovision about 3 or 4 years ago?
He represented San Marino.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, so when I asked the question, where has he been? He's been in the Eurovision.
Well, he did do Eurovision, but that was a very, very short
stint.
He revealed exclusively this week that he is finished his album and it is coming very soon. I like Flo Rida. I like his music.
I love Flo Rida. Like all the bangers.
They're very nostalgic for us, I feel, because 2012, Wild Ones, Club Can't Help Me, we would have been in, you and me are the same age, so first year, second year school, kind of the phone, downloading the Bluetooth
music.
When
you're getting into music for the first time.
Yeah, you're kind of realising or finding, I suppose, what music you like.
Yeah.
Talking about collaborations, he says he loves the like of CeeLo Green, Outkast, and working with, I suppose, acts like that. Oh. He didn't say specifically them, but acts, I suppose, in that genre of kind of, I suppose, what you hear from them. But yeah, it's exciting. Okay. I can't wait for Flo Rida to come back. Let's
watch this space. I can't wait as well. Celebrity Call, thank you so much for bringing us all the entertainment this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.